And now what I am going to do is move into our quarterly member meeting. And for those of you who don't know, an hour from now, we are going to start a new program in the sanctuary called the Guest Teacher Mini Series. And what we are hoping to do, and already we're getting people booked, so it looks like it's going to happen, we're hoping to take teachers that really aren't a part of Awakening Together, primarily, that's the guest teacher part, right? They're really not a part of Awakening Together, and that they have wisdom to share, and that we feel that you all would really be interested in. And so invite them to come, not just one night for 1 hour, but as a little mini series, you know, maybe teach for 4 hours, for 4 weeks in a row for an hour, or 8 weeks in a row for an hour, or something like that, and really kind of bring in something, if you'll pardon the expression, from the outside. You know, these are people normally who probably won't take a weekly hour in our sanctuary because, again, they're not really a part of Awakening Together. They're not going to commit to an hour for a year, 2 years, 3 years. You know, they've kind of got their own thing going on elsewhere. But they are willing to come for 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks. Guest teacher miniseries. And that starts tonight. Right after this quarterly member meeting. And Martha Creek, who I have not heard teach, but I've mentioned her name in front of a few people. In fact, Larry says, oh my God, you got Martha Creek? You know, and a few people have had reactions like that. So she's going to be our first guest teacher. She's going to be teaching for 4 weeks in a row on Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern time. So please hang out and hear Martha Creek. Also, I just want to let you guys know that we have started a new donation fund for the mini-series. So, you know, just like if we were in a church and we had a guest teacher come, we might, like, pass a basket around so you could throw in $2 or $5 or $10 or whatever, and we'd give the entire basket to the guest teacher for coming and say thank you for coming, and the church would keep nothing for itself. That's what we're doing. So we have a new fund that's started. You can find it on the Awakening Together website. Under the donate menu, you'll find a link for donating to the mini-series. And the current mini-series guest teacher will get 100% of the money that you donate, minus the PayPal fees, of course. And, you know, I usually don't give recommended donations. I tell people it's just up to their heart. And I would say it is just up to your heart. But I think this time is a time I do feel to kind of give a recommended donation for the mini-series. And I would say that if you're enjoying the mini-series, if you feel like you're getting something out of it, consider making a donation that's the equivalent of somewhere between $2 to $10 a week. You don't have to make a donation every week. Like if the person's here for 4 weeks, you could take that $2 times four and make one $8 donation to the fund, or that $2 times five, right? Or that, $5 times four. If you want to give $5 a week and you'd make one $20 donation, or if you wanted to give $10 a week, make one $40 donation. So you can make one donation. But think about giving either $2 up to $10 per week, somewhere in that range, because it feels right to me. It's always felt right to me. There's some kind of an idea in America, I don't quite know where it comes from, that somehow God is going to provide for our spiritual teachers, but like that has nothing to do with me. God's going to provide for them, but not from my pocketbook. And I don't think that's true. I think God provides for them through us, right? So consider donating to support the current mini-series if you're enjoying it. Yeah, I love offering, Nancy says. Yeah. So tonight on our quarterly member meeting agenda, the first thing I want to share, some of you may know this because we posted it, but sometimes people miss the postings. So we thought it would be a good idea just to say it out loud at our first member meeting of the year that Awakening Together does have church status. The Internal Revenue Service granted us formal church status on December 15th, 2015. So we are completely done with that application process. We are as much a church as the church on the corner, the brick and mortar church that your neighbors may go to. We are just as much a church as they are. So that is a done deal. The second thing that I wanted to go over with you is just our 2015 financial report. And let me get a link to share with you so that you can physically look at it if you want to. By the way, our annual financial report is always posted on the website under the four members menu, the financial report. And since we're kind of new, there's only three financial reports there now. There's one for 2013, 2014, and 2015. And I am giving you the link for 2015. Lynn is asking, is Awakening Together the first approved internet church? And the answer is no. The answer is no. The Doyles. David Paul Doyle and Candace Doyle had an approved internet church. I don't know if theirs is still in operation, but they had an approved internet church. So we know of at least one other. Yeah. Okay, I've given you guys the link to the 2015 financial report. And again, if anybody's listening on the Sanctuary broadcast, you can just go to the Awakening Together website under four members and then click on the Awakening Together 2015 financial report. And then, of course, that opens up a post which has a link in it. But you can scan and you can look at this report. You can tell that we actually had a very, very healthy year last year. You'll notice that in donations from our members or friends, some of the people that donate may not be members, but from our members and friends, we had about $51,000 in donations. In addition to that, we had a $55,000 donation from one person, and we also had a $5,000 donation from one person that is showing up there. Also, within that $51,000, there are a couple of $10,000 donations from individuals that are in that as well. So we have a few donors that really donate these large amounts of money, which is extremely helpful. And if you take that out, then we have about $31,000 in donations from everyone else, which is also very helpful. So all together, we have $111,000 in donations that came in last year. You'll also notice, those of you who remember when you're shopping with Amazon and you remember to use Amazon Smile, notice we got $121 from that last year. And we really do appreciate that. Some people say, oh, I always forget. Try to remember, because again, it changes nothing for you. You get the same prices. You still get Prime. It's no change for you at all, but we get 0.005 of whatever you spend. If you go to smile.amazon.com and make Awakening Together your charity. So that's always really helpful if you do that. Let's see. You'll also notice we have about $1,500 in royalties that came in both on the sales of NTI and the teachings of Inner Ramana. You'll notice our retreat income was really big last year, $63,689. Now, we didn't keep all of this. We're looking at the income. For those of you who don't know a lot about finances, next we'll be looking at the expenses. And, of course, every retreat has expenses as well. There's travel for the staff and our teachers. There's pay for the teachers. A lot of the money goes to the retreat center. I think the fall retreat, if I remember the numbers correctly, was very profitable. We made about $18,000 on that retreat, but we did not make $63,000 on that retreat. That's the income that came in, but then we had to pay the bills. But that's the income that came in. You'll notice we also did very well last year on our minister preparation program, $27,632. And then $827 just on an NTI class that I taught here in Pueblo. But 100% of that on the expenses is given away. I collected $827, but I gave the full amount to the Center for Inner Peace, which is where we were having it. So that was just kind of passed right on through, just like the guest teacher miniseries money is just going to get passed right on through. It's not anything that we actually keep. We also had some speaker fee income. This was from teachings that I did in New York, New Jersey, and Ireland last year. That's the money that was made from that. A little bit of travel reimbursement for my flight to New York for the Course in Miracles conference. Book, CD, and media sales. These are the sales through the mail on the Regina Don Akers website and also the sales that we do at retreats. We also sold some T-shirts, Awakening Together T-shirts last year, about $391. Altogether, notice our total income last year, really very healthy for a church of our size. We have over 500 members on the records, but really it appears it's closer to the 75 to 80 mark of people that are really fully participating, you know, in MPP, coming to our retreats, coming into the sanctuary. So when you're talking about 75 to 80 really active people, to have a bottom line income of $210,273, I think is really quite healthy. In fact, sometimes when I go to the bank to make deposits, they go, "What kind of a business are you?" I say, "A church." They go, "Oh, well, you're doing quite well." So I think maybe not all churches of our size are doing it as well. After this, of course, we start looking at the expenses. So this is where the money goes out again. We have some required business registration fees we have to pay every year just to stay legal. Bank fees, like, you know, when you do pay through PayPal, PayPal keeps a portion of that. We also have some Wells Fargo fees, which is our primary bank. Let's see. You'll notice a couple places. One is at the line 62890, rent, parking, and utilities, and the other one is 65050, telephone, telecommunications. It says Lynn's home office. And there are some business reimbursements that Lynn gets because of all the work that she does, you know, in her home. You know, we pay her internet, we pay her phone, and then we pay a portion of her electricity and a portion of her heating, her gas. So that's what you're seeing on these two lines. Also, when you look at 65015, books, CDs, and inventory, we may have made some money selling NTI and Inner Romana, but we actually have to buy them in order to sell them. So you can tell that we spent last year $1,451 buying those books, and then we sold them for $2,433. So we made approximately $1,000 profit. So you see, what you see on the income line is not all profit. You have to take the expense line into account too. So really there was $1,000 profit that we made in book sales last year. You'll also notice that the postage and mailing, 509, is quite a bit higher on the expense side than it is on the income side. On the income side, $47,262. We collected $387 for shipping, but then we actually spent $509 on shipping. Some of that is because we do shipping that we don't collect money on, like we shipped boxes of stuff to the IRS, you know, in order to get our church status, and, you know, we didn't collect any money on that, so we're just paying shipping. But also, I did have a bookstore on reginadonakers.com that was an international bookstore, and I collected much higher shipping rates. But for some countries, it would still only be half of the actual cost. You know, like I might collect $15 for shipping in a Romana, and then when I actually ship it, it's closer to $29. So what I have now done is I've actually taken international shipping off, because every country, the price is different, and I'm just not sophisticated enough to create something where they're always paying the right price, and the blanket international shipping price we were often losing money on. So that's another reason why the postage is higher there. Hopefully it will balance out a little better next year. But we will always have some shipping that's more business related than books that we didn't collect money on. So probably the expense side will always be higher than the income side on shipping. We also did some printing and copying last year. We made a really nice Awakening Together trifold, ordination certificates and IDs for those who graduated last year. We always spend money on office supplies, things like printer ink, paper, that kind of thing. Dues, fees, Pal Talk accounts, software, a little bit of software. We have several on line 65075. We have several expenses that we have to pay just to be an internet church. We use QuickBooks for finances. We use Drive HQ for the storage of Regina Dawn Akers audios. We use MailChimp for the daily update that you get. We use Dropbox to store the Awakening Together files, audio files. We use Bluehost to host our website. We use forms that you use to fill out to register for MPP or to register for retreats, and then SurveyMonkey to do our surveys. And all of those things cost us $1,800 a year. So those things are not free. Let's see. Also, a little bit of hardware on line 6580. One was a new printer for my office. My printer literally broke right in the middle of printing everything for the IRS when they had a request for information, and we were printing boxes of information to send them. My printer broke. I had to run out and buy another one. And then also, Jacqueline, our vice president, needed a laptop. Her laptop was very old and not really sufficient. So that's the hardware you see there. You also see on line 65140 the money we spent on scholarships last year. These are scholarships we gave to our fall retreat and scholarships to the MPP program. You also see the money we spent buying T-shirts. So you'll notice that on the fundraising expense line, we spent $420 purchasing T-shirts. And when we look back up at the income, let me see, the income we've only made 391 selling them. Now, I still have some, but you can tell that we haven't broken even there. But we're close to breaking even. In fact, we probably broke even at the winter retreat. So we've probably broken even, and now any T-shirts that we sell will be fundraising profit. Line 6600 is where you see our total payroll expenses, as well as the money that the church has to pay for Social Security and Medicare for Lynn. We don't pay Social Security or Medicare for me. As the minister, I'm required to pay self-employment tax instead. And then there's the minister housing allowance as well. Let's see, also some travel to, just travel expenses. Again, with my travel to Mexico, New York, New Jersey, and Ireland last year. And then you'll see under program expense, this is really where you see all the expense related primarily to our fall retreats, but also a little bit related to MPP and monthly satsang. So you can tell we spent over $2,000 for travel, both to the fall retreat, plus last year we paid for the travel to the winter retreat this year. We spent $8,400 for the teachers at the fall retreat, also for those who teach MPP, like Jacqueline and Jay, who were not employed. When they taught MPP, they got paid. And also we pay the monthly satsang person. Also, you'll notice how much money we paid the retreat center, almost $30,000, $28,916. The other agent service, that's how much money it cost us to have the shuttle at the fall retreat. And then we did some printing of flyers for the retreats and then just some miscellaneous supplies. So our total expenses were $149,168. When you subtract that from our total income, last year we had a really good year. We had a net income of $61,105. So we had a very positive year last year. Now, we could have a really positive year this year, but at this point it isn't forecasted that way. It's actually forecasted to maybe be a negative balance, possibly as much as $30,000. So that's kind of the way it goes when you're a nonprofit sometimes. You have a really good year followed by a year where maybe there's not quite so much income. But we could be wrong. We were predicting that there'd be less MPP this year and that there would be less retreat income this year, and we could be wrong. Maybe more people will sign up for MPP than we predicted, which is one of our main income lines, and maybe more people will come to the retreat than we predicted. Maybe it will be more profitable, and maybe we won't have a financial year that goes into the negative. The only way to find out is to go through the year, right? But last year was a really positive year, primarily because of MPP and the fall retreat, as well as because of these few donors, especially who made these really large donations. That, of course, helps as well. The $61,000 is in our budget for this year. $39,000 of that went to into our salary fund for the year, so we have the money to pay salaries for Lynn and Jacqueline this year. And then also the rest of the money will be transferred $2,000 a month over to the Retreat Center Fund. So that $61,000 is being allocated already in our new budget for the year. So does anybody have any questions about our 2015 financial report? All right, then. If there are no questions, I guess I should pause a moment longer because somebody could be typing a question. I'll get a drink of tea while I wait and see if anyone's typing anything. All right. You're welcome. All right, then the next thing on our agenda, some of you may remember we did a fall retreat survey not too long ago, primarily in January and the early part of February, and some of you filled that survey out. So I thought I would share with you those results. I also have a link for anybody who just wants to look at it on their own, so let me get that link for you. This is not on our website anywhere, but I'm giving you a link to the Drive HQ server, to the fall retreat PDF. So you can click on that link and that will open up the PDF for you. There's quite a bit of information in the survey, and I'm not going to read line by line because that would just use up the whole member meeting, but you are free to look at it on your own, which is why I gave you the link. I'll also post the link with this audio. But just some of the highlights. Let me just share some of the highlights with you from this survey. Let's see. All right, so one of the questions that we asked, which was really important, we asked, what is the likelihood that you will go to the fall retreat if this person is a retreat leader? And the people that you seemed most interested in seeing, the highest scoring person was Regina Dawn Akers. That person had the most interest. And then after Regina Dawn Akers, there was a tie. You were interested in Brent Haskell and Jeff Foster. And then after Brent Haskell and Jeff Foster, actually, nobody else rates quite as high as those three. Then we have to go down a little bit. But some of the other people that you were kind of interested in were Miranda McPherson. There was also some interest in John Mark Stroud. Some interest in Gina Lake. There was some interest in Nook Sanchez. But one thing that was very interesting about Nook Sanchez is almost as many people that said they would come if it was Nook also said they wouldn't come. That was kind of interesting. It was like split right down the middle. And then also some people were interested in possibly Regina Dawn Akers and Stacy Sully together. So those were the primary interests. And by the way, I should say that only about 36 people took the survey. So that's a little bit unfortunate because that's all the information we now have in our planning. So it's really, really helpful if you all take the surveys when they come out. But this is what we have now, and this is what we're working with. So I did contact Jeff Foster, since he was one of the people that you were most interested in, to see if he would be our retreat leader. I think the answer is no, although he hasn't responded. I first wrote to him on February 16th and got no response. And so I copied the email and sent it to him through Facebook. I think it was last Monday. And Facebook's real sweet in that it lets you know when they've read it. So I know he read it last Monday. And we have not heard anything. And I thought I would give him until this Monday and then just consider it a no. Some people, the way they say no is by not responding at all. And so far, that's what we've got out of Jeff Foster. So tomorrow night, we have a trustee meeting and, you know, assuming Jeff Foster hasn't answered by then, we will discuss again, what we may do next. But that's where we started because you had a lot of interest. Now, you also had a lot of interest in Regina, but Regina will be there. So we're looking at who else should be there as well. So some of the other people we'll discuss are Brent Haskell, John Mark Stroud, Miranda McPherson. And, you know, we're going to do our best to have a really fantastic fall retreat, as good or better than last year, I would say. Also, another thing that's kind of interesting, if you scroll down, question number three is kind of interesting, but not super interesting, at least, because, you know, you have only one person, you know, answering different things. You don't have any real strong groupings. But if you go down to question number four, this is where we asked you, what would you like to do, or what would you like as a format for the fall retreat? And some of the things that you were most interested in includes enhanced clarity shared from the speaker's direct experience. You're also interested in coaching to help lead you to your own direct experience. Being in the presence of one who is clear, regardless of what the retreat format is. You seem to want some unstructured quiet time for silence, walking, and being alone, but you are not interested in a silent retreat. You want a retreat with some silent time. You're also interested in healing guidance, such as root cause inquiry, the choose again process, or something similar that will help you work through issues and letting go. You're also interested in teaching, followed by time to contemplate, and then coming together again to hear from everyone's clarity. And you're interested in group meditation, especially at the start of the day or the end of the day. And there was some interest in a musician as part of the retreat. So those were the primary things that you were interested in. The two things you were least interested in was more clarity on A Course in Miracles and a silent retreat. Those are the things you are least interested in. So the trustees are taking all of this into consideration as we plan the fall retreat. And we hope to be able to announce a fall retreat before the end of March. I would love to go to the ACIM conference in Las Vegas with flyers in hand about our fall retreat. So is there anything before I move on from the fall retreat survey, anything that you all want to ask or share? Regina, what is the dates for the retreat? Let me just pull up my calendar real quick so I'm not doing, you know, if I do it by memory, I might mess up by a day or two. It's at the end of October. Okay, so it's basically two retreats in a row. And again, you can sign up for one or both. But the first retreat will start on Sunday, October 23rd. And we'll end at lunch on Friday, October 28th. And then the second retreat will begin with dinner on Friday, October 28th, and go until lunch on Sunday, October 30th. So it's October 23rd through October 30th if you're coming for the whole thing. Are there any other, and it's going to be at the Franciscan Retreat Center in Colorado Springs, the same place where we had the retreat last year. That seemed to work really well. Yeah, thank you, Lynn, for typing those dates in. Any other questions or comments about the fall retreat survey or the planning that we're doing? Let me move on down in the agenda then. The next thing, which I think that maybe people have heard about now, so we've announced it a few times, but we're going to announce it one more time, and that is that last weekend we had 21 new Awakening Together ministers ordained. 14 of them were ordained at the winter retreat, and seven of them were ordained here last Sunday night in an online ceremony. And let me get you guys another link. In this link, if you haven't seen it yet, first of all, this lists the names of everyone who was ordained at each ceremony. But in addition to that, there's a picture of the people who were ordained at the winter retreat, so you can see them. And Lynn, I'll get back to your question in just a moment. I just now saw it. So this link will allow you to see a picture of everyone who was ordained at the winter retreat. Also, there's an audio of the retreat that happened here in the sanctuary. Let me answer Lynn's question, and then I'll return back to this. But Lynn says, is it possible to have the fall retreat in September or early October? And not this year, because we've already booked the retreat center. And the reason we booked it for those dates is that was literally the only dates they had all next year. It's a very popular retreat center. So maybe in another year. But for 2016, the retreat center is booked. The deposit has been paid. So it's kind of a done deal for now. But maybe some other time. But last year we had it in late October, and the weather here was lovely. The weather here is often lovely. It might not be that late in October. You never know. But it's frequently lovely here in this part of Colorado. We had a winter retreat last weekend, right in the middle of February, and the weather was lovely. It was in the 70s. So yeah, we're very blessed here in this valley to have good weather a lot of the time. But we do occasionally have snowstorms too. It does happen. I just want to one more time go through and read the names of the people who were ordained last weekend, just again to congratulate them. So, and again, if you clicked on the link, you can see the picture of the people who were ordained on February 27th at the winter retreat. And those people were, in alphabetical order, Wanda Almonte, Helen Avery, Kelly Barber, Carrie Ray Christensen, Sherry Days, Ken Gibson, Rebecca Gibson, Irene Graham, Cher Murphy, Ruby Nasser, Hal Seeley, Karen Worth, Danielle Wright, and Francine Wright. So congratulations to everyone who was ordained at the winter retreat last Saturday. And then last Sunday, ordained here in the Awakening Together Sanctuary on February 28th, Bartholomew Craig, Hank Hamilton, Dolores Mabins, Jane Polly Bass, Jacqueline Tulo, Gloria Wells, and Sandy Ruiz. So congratulations to all of you as well. Yeah, thank you, Lynn, for doing a little bit of clapping there. And Lisa's also saying congrats to all the new ministers. The next thing I want to move on to in our quarterly report, our quarterly meeting, is just talking about the sanctuary remodel project. Some of you might remember that at our last quarterly meeting in December, what I did was I asked you what you wanted to see in the sanctuary. We were talking about we're going to have a sanctuary remodel project, and what is it that you want to see in the sanctuary? And you guys shared lots and lots of ideas in a meeting. And then I took those ideas and put them into a survey and sent out the survey to the entire membership. And we did have, I think it was 62 people respond to that survey, almost double the amount that responded to the fall retreat survey. So we got some really good data. And we went to work immediately on implementing some of the things that you all asked for. So I just want to share with you some of the stuff that we've implemented in the sanctuary. One of the things, of course, is the mini-series that's coming tonight. You all were showing interest in hearing from more people other than just ourselves. Although we love ourselves, you're interested in having more wisdom brought into the organization from outside of Awakening Together. So the mini-series is starting tonight with Martha Creek. That is a part of one of the new things that we started as part of the Sanctuary Remodel Program. Also, the movie group, which I know some of you have already participated in. The movie group is on the last Sunday of every month at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Last month, we watched Lovely Still, and last week, we had a great discussion about Lovely Still. And now this month, we're all watching Fisher King, and we'll come together at the end of this month to discuss Fisher King. So that is something new that we started. On Monday night, we now have a 12 steps discussion group led by Stephen Mead, and I believe Nancy Sullivan joins him in that as well. Tuesday night, we already had a new Course in Miracles group, and that group is still operating on Tuesday nights, but that, to be honest, started a little bit before the Sanctuary Remodel Project, so I don't think we can take any credit for that. It was already there. On Wednesday night, we have the Sufi Contemplation Group that meets at 7 p.m., and some of us are having a lot of fun with the Sufi Contemplation Group. Also, the Contemplation Group is going to be an I Am That group. So at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, there will be an I Am That group, followed immediately at 7 p.m. by the Sufi Contemplation Group. So two new groups that are coming there as a result. Let's see, on Thursday night, we have the NTI discussion group. That kind of covers the new things we've put in the evening. But we've also added two meditation times in the morning. Sunday through Friday at 8 a.m., we have 30 minutes of meditation. And then Monday through Saturday at 10 a.m., we have meditation. We also have two Joel Goldsmith groups now. One is on Tuesday morning, and I don't have this time by heart because I think I'm usually not there. It's pretty easy, early my time. I think it's probably 8:30 Eastern time, right, led by Vicky Poppy. And then, 8:30, that's what I thought, pretty early for me. Hank Hamilton is offering another Joel Goldsmith group on Wednesdays. And Hank, I don't know what time your group is, but he's offering another one on Wednesdays that's a little later in the day for people who are interested in Joel Goldsmith but find 8:30 Eastern too early. He's Pacific. We also have, Sharon Slider is teaching from Brent Haskell's books on Thursday morning, right? Okay, Hank says he's 5 p.m. Eastern time on Wednesdays with the other Joel Goldsmith group. Sharon Slider is teaching from Brent Haskell's books on Thursday mornings in the sanctuary. And is it Stephanie Spratt that's teaching from Way of Mastery? Is that true, Lynn? So lots of different stuff now. When you looked at the Awakening Together Sanctuary in December, the vast majority of the teachings were A Course in Miracles, and we still have a lot of A Course in Miracles happening in the sanctuary because a lot of people love A Course in Miracles. But what you all asked for was more variety. And very quickly, we have brought more variety into the room, and there's lots of exciting things happening all of the time. And I can't sit here by memory and tell you all of it. I did my best sitting here, but I'm sure I left something out. But another thing that we did, and in just a moment I'm going to turn the mic over to Lynn. Oh, she just put her hand up. I'm going to turn the mic over to her. Another thing that we did is we also created a new calendar. And in fact, Lynn really gets the credit for the final decision on what the calendar was, the final solution. But some of you all just said, the calendar itself is no good. I look at the calendar, I just see the name of some person I don't even know. I have no idea what they're teaching. So Lynn found a new calendar solution, which she's having a lot of fun with. So I'm going to turn the mic over to Lynn. There may have been something else she wanted to share because she put her hand up, so she can share that. But I'm also going to let her introduce you to our new calendar. And I'm putting a link in the room so that as she's talking about the calendar, you can go there and look at it with her. Lynn, the mic is yours.
All right. Thanks for being a part of our family here. The shit in which really I didn't even think about really too much was what are all these? I look at the schedule and I see a lot of people's names, but I don't know what it is that they're talking about or who they are or anything about them. And just the way that we had our schedule set up, it was very difficult to put that kind of information in for people. And plus, when things would change, which they do regularly, it was really kind of a pain to go in and out and change all these things. So finding a better way to do the calendar was really a huge blessing for us. And then if you go and look at the calendar, and you can go to the link that Regina put up, and also Lynn had put up that link also, and go and take a look at the schedule, and you'll see that it's got everything listed out by day. You can click on today, or you could go to a drop down that will take you to any month, and you can go to the different months and just click on a day, and it will give you in general what's going to be happening on that day. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean it's completely up to date right now what's going to be on in 3 weeks, but as we learn more, we're able to put them on the programs in. And then if you click on a lot of them, you know, not all of them yet, still working on it, but click on a lot of the different names of the programs, first you'll see that there's actually names to the programs, and maybe a little more descriptive about what the person is talking about. But if you go into, say for instance, you went to today, which make it easier, and went to, say, the Martha Creek mini-series at 9 p.m., and click on that, it's got a description. It's got a talking about what Martha Creek is all about, what she does, and it's got also, that there's actually a link that you can go to her website. And so, and I'm also going to put a link here so that you could go to the donation button in the Awakening Together donation form to pay or to share your enthusiasm and generosity for Martha to come here. That's all going to be in the schedule, or it's all in the schedule now. And the other thing, in case you didn't know, is that we have a Facebook page, and the Facebook page is called the Awakening Together Sanctuary Family. And that Facebook page, every day, I actually put in what all the things that are going to be. For instance, I may not know, I may have open times when I know I'm going to have to play a recording of some type. And so I put in on the Facebook page what that recording is going to be. And then at night, we play recording audios from 11:30 Eastern time till 5:30 or 6 o'clock in the morning when we have actual humans come in to teach. So I have recordings that I set up and play all night, and you'll see the list of the recordings that are playing also. So if you come in here at 2 o'clock in the morning and you wonder, you know, who is that speaking or what is that I'm hearing, you can go to the Facebook page and it'll say, you know, Alan Watts talking about meditation or whatever. So it's just more information for, you know, everyone about what's going on in the sanctuary. And then also I'd like to request for everyone who is teaching in the sanctuary to give me a little couple of paragraphs or a bio or something to put into the schedule so people can know what it is you're here for. Because, you know, if someone came in and looked and said, oh, there's I am that study group talking about Nisargadatta, and there's some information about it, that may interest them in coming and joining us. So thank you, Jacqueline, for the comment on the calendar. I'm really pleased with it, if you couldn't tell. And and it also makes it so much easier to schedule ahead of time. And the other thing that is, as we are getting the quotes of the day put into the queue to be discussed at our 10 o'clock quote of the day contemplation, I'm putting those in the schedule. So you can just click on the schedule and actually read the quote of the day right there. So I'm thrilled, if you can't tell. But I'm going to turn the mic back over to Regina. And thanks, you guys, for your cooperation and everything that you do to help me out You know, you guys, you think I'm doing a great job. I'm telling you, you guys are the foundation of everything, and you help me out so much, and I'm so very grateful for you. And I'm also just really quickly here going to throw out a little, I haven't heard from Larry. Larry wasn't here yesterday, and I haven't heard from Larry. I'm hoping he'll be here tonight, but just keep Larry in your heart. Yeah, it's unusual, but, you know, he might have gone to visit somebody or something and just not said, but he's never done that before. So he's never done that before. Even when his mom was, you know, in the emergency room, he was texting me to let me know he wouldn't be here. So, yeah. Anyway, I'm giving you back the mic, Regina.
Yeah, thanks for letting us know about Larry, and hopefully we will hear from him tonight, like you said. We'll see. But Lynn, yes, I also think the new calendar is just great. I absolutely love the new calendar. It is so much easier to look at and to know what's happening. And those of you, if you haven't looked at the calendar yet, please go and have a look. And like Lynn said, if you have a teaching time, give her something to put in there. Because people are asking, if they just see the name Ed Smith, like, I don't know who Ed Smith is or what he's teaching. They want something to let them know whether that's a time they want to come in and listen. So please help Lynn out by giving her a description, a title, those kinds of things. I do want to ask you, we don't have a lot of time because we have Martha Creek coming on in about 13 minutes, but I still want to ask you how you think we're doing on this sanctuary remodel project. Because what we are hoping that we're doing is implementing the kinds of things you wanted to see. We asked you what you wanted, and we got that data, and we literally looked at it, and that's what we did. So is there something that we're missing? Or are you pleased? You can just type it in the room. Thank you very much, Sharon. You can type it in the room. We'd like hour-long meditations. Okay, so let's see if we can maybe fit a couple of those in. One thing that we did need to work around was, of course, there were already some things in the room. And so one reason we only have 30-minute meditations at this point is because that's all the open slot that we could find. But as you know, as time goes on, things shift and change. So we will keep in mind that if a time opens up before or after a meditation on a certain day, maybe that one could become an hour meditation, and we will just watch for that. Anything else besides hour-long meditations that you guys would like to see, something that we're missing? Also, be aware, if you don't want to type it now or you just don't know now and it occurs to you later, be aware that you can always go to the Awakening Together website under About Us, and you'll find Contact. And you can click on that Contact, and you'll get a little email form, and you can always, always type feedback in there for us. So at any time that you want to share an idea for the sanctuary, or if there's any other feedback that you want to give us, just use that Contact form. Let's see. Sonia says, gotta say I love it all. I love the schedule. Perhaps posting on Facebook the daily schedule and quotes, the new teachings, the miniseries class, just stellar. Yeah, that's all stuff we are doing. So she says she likes it all. Doreen says she likes it. She listens to more audios. Are you asking, did I say I am working on a new website? Not yet. That's something on my to-do list for this year. I think I'm working on the fall retreat first. But we are hoping to get a new website this year. That was something else some of you all asked for. But that, I think we got to get the fall retreat going first. But we do hope to have a new website before the end of the year. Absolutely. Maybe way before the end of the year. All right. Tell you what then, what you may have heard me say is I always tell them they can click on the Contact on About Us on the website and send us feedback if they want to. Let me move on then to the next thing on our agenda, the 2016 monthly satsang guests. You guys are probably aware we've been doing it pretty much ever since Awakening Together started, the third Sunday excuse me, the third Sunday of each month we have an Awakening Together satsang. One thing that's changing this month is the time. It's changing because of the mini-series. We're now going to have the guest teacher mini-series at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday. And used to, the satsang went to 9:30. And that would have cut into that. So we're moving the satsang to an earlier time. So starting this month in March, the satsang is going to begin at 7:30 Eastern and go until 9. That's during my seven steps teaching. I start seven steps at 7. So basically what's going to happen on the third Sunday of every month is that I will only do half an hour of seven steps and then go directly into the satsang. And then, of course, there'll be the guest teacher mini-series after that. We already have a satsang guest booked for the third Sunday of March, and that's Bob Ferguson. And I have asked John Sherman for April, but I haven't heard back yet. And that's as far as the planning has gone. So my question to you is, are there people that you would like to see invited for our satsang during 2016? And feel free just to type those names in the room, and I will take notes or save the board, whatever is easier. If you have many more suggestions that I can write down. Okay, Michael Langford. I have spoken to Michael Langford, and by the way, his answer was simply not yet. Which is not a no. So I think that someday we will have Michael Langford. One thing that he mentioned is that he's writing a book right now, which is an autobiography, and he thought that maybe after the autobiography would be a good time for a satsang. So whether it's this year or next year, I do think that he is planning to at some point say yes. Any other suggestions at this point? And again, if there isn't a suggestion now, okay, you want Bentinho again? I'll write that one down. If there isn't a suggestion in your mind now, but one comes to your mind later, again, be aware. You can always go to the Awakening Together website under About Us, click on Contact, and write and let me know, oh, here's someone I would like to see as a satsang guest. Most of our satsang guests come from suggestions that come in through the contact form. That's how we got Miranda McPherson. That's how we got Suzanne Marie. That's how we got John Mark Stroud. I mean, I don't remember who all, but, you know, just you all getting an idea and writing to me and then me following up on it. So feel free to help me out with your ideas when they occur to you by just sending them to me. That's great. Thank you. Okay, the last thing then on our agenda, and by the way, you can continue to type. I see, Michael Singer. We have contacted Michael Singer, and the answer is he does not do those kinds of things. We actually asked him for the fall retreat, but the answer is he doesn't do speaking engagements of any type. So, but we did just ask him, like, I think it was a month ago. Yeah, so I would love to maybe get that one to happen someday, but I think we'll have to wait a couple years before we try asking again because we were just turned down. And I think he says no to everyone, not just us. He just doesn't do that kind of thing. I think he said yes to Oprah once, right? That was the only time. Okay, that person I don't know, Tara Brock, so I'll write that one down and check into that. Thank you very much, Barb. All right, so the last thing on the agenda then is just an update on the Retreat Center fundraising campaign. And we're doing fairly well on the Retreat Center fundraising campaign. Let me switch over to that page so I can tell you exactly how much money we have. First, I'm going to share a link with you. This is a link that goes to all the information about our Retreat Center fundraising campaign. So you can look at that if you like to. A couple of things that may be of interest to you. You can watch Pueblo Properties, which I try to update weekly. Usually on Monday I'll go in and update the Pueblo Properties. This is the time of year when there aren't a lot of properties on the market But in April, that's when they start kicking in. So we may be seeing some more properties very soon. But there are a couple of really interesting ones on the market right now. Another thing that might be interesting to you at that link is View Regina's Pueblo Scrapbook. Sometimes I'm out playing around, I snap some pictures and I post them. So if you'd like to view my scrapbook and see some of the pictures of what it looks like around here, that can be a lot of fun. Also, you can click on how much have we raised at this link. And right now, we have raised $59,929. So let me see. That means we're only $71 from $60,000. And I think it would be really, really cool. Of course, this is just my, you know, my feeling. But I think it'd be really, really cool if one of you went, only $71? Oh, I can do that, and went and donated right now, so that by the time this meeting was over, we hit that $60,000 mark. We are so close to that $60,000 mark, and it's always kind of fun to hit those milestones. So right this moment, we're $71 away, and maybe if we're lucky, that'll change in 5 minutes. We'll see. You just sent 50. Okay, well, now we're only $21 away. Can someone else send? Now I feel like one of those auctioneers. $21. Who can send $21? But yeah, it sounds like maybe, you know, very, very soon we'll hit that $60,000 mark. So really, if you feel called to donate $21,000 to the Retreat Center campaign, please go and do it, and we'll hit that $60,000 mark. But also, I just wanted to talk to you all about considering. Okay, Lisa's got the other 21. Woohoo! Now we're going to hit 60,000. That's a lot of fun. I'll be able to update that in the morning. That's a lot of fun. Thank you very much, guys. But I also just wanted to talk to you all about considering making regular donations to this campaign. Even if all of our members donated only $25 a month, which most people, maybe a few would miss $25 a month, but most people, I think, wouldn't even miss it if they donated $25 a month. It wouldn't really affect them at all. And if all of our members donated $25 a month, we'd have a retreat center in less than 3 years. If only 30 people donate $25 a month, we're still going to get 10,000 more a year than what our current rate is. We do have some members who are committed and donating regularly. That's how we've gotten this 60,000 that we have now. So there are a few people who are already regularly committed, and that's really helping us out. But if we had more than a few people, we'd be moving along a lot faster. So I just wanted you all to consider. Let's see, if we had $25 a month, let me just get out my calculator. If we had $25 a month from all of our members, that would be $12,500 a year, right? Am I doing this right? I don't know if I can do math and talk at the same time. 25 times 12 times 500. Oh no, it'd be $150,000 a year. So we would have the retreat center in about 3 years. A little less than 3 years. So if all of our members donated $25 a year, that would be $150,000 a year. If, you know, how many people do we have in the room? 32. So let's say 30 members donate $25 a year. That's going to be about an additional $9,000 more. $25 a month, thank you. That's going to be an additional $9,000 faster than we're doing right now with the people who are already committed. I think, again, it's time for me to go, but I think, again, my main point here is think about if there's a certain amount of money, whether it be 25 or more or less, but a certain amount of money that you could give regularly to the Retreat Center campaign that you might not even miss. But because everybody's doing it, it's starting to add up to something faster. So just think about that. And that concludes our quarterly member meeting. So what I'm going to do is turn the mic over to, I don't know who, whoever's going to introduce Martha. And I'm looking forward to hearing Martha myself. Letting go of the mic.